Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle, and let's drink about it.
Okay, cheers!
Cheers!
To episode 67, of the Sisters Like Us podcast. We are drinking, Allie, I think, briefly mentioned these on, I don't remember if that was last week or the week before, whenever we talked about Father's Day.
Yeah.
And you mentioned being out in the burbs and drinking these with your family.
Yeah.
But you had the peach flavor.
Correct.
When you were out there. And so we swung by the liquor store on the way home from dinner tonight, and they had the peach ones, they had the cranberry, which is what we got, they had citrus, and then they had, like, citrus extra that was, like, 14% or something. Which is, like,
scary.
Kind of scary. Okay, actual cheers.
Okay. Yum.
Well, it's bubbly. You were like, I don't know if it's bubbly.
But it's, like, less bubbly.
No, it's, like, bubbly. Mm-hmm. It's, like, a regular seltzer bubbly.
It's just light.
But the flavor is really, really light. Mm-hmm. Like, almost kind of like a LaCroix or something. Like, mm-hmm. where it's, like, just barely there. What percent are they? 5%. Yeah.
Which is like,
yeah, I mean, that's like pretty normal, I feel like, for what we've had when we've tried seltzers before.
But so it's a gin drink.
Oh, it does say that. Yeah, it doesn't taste like gin at all. It doesn't taste like liquor. It just tastes like lightly cranberry flavored bubbly water.
Yeah. Like, if I closed my eyes and like drank this, I wouldn't even know if it was alcohol.
Agreed. Right. Yeah, for sure. Interesting.
So. All right. Anyways,
you could almost like add more liquor to it to make it stronger.
Yeah, you could.
Since there's like nothing there, but
I mean, how often does one drink cranberry when it's not involved with alcohol? Right.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I feel like
unless you have a yeast infection.
Yeah.
For real, or
UTI.
Oh, is that what it is?
UTI. Yeah.
Okay. One of those.
When I used to get UTIs all the time, I would like chug
cranberry juice. Yeah.
But, like, the peach one really tasted like no alcohol. This one, I mean, like, I can kind of, just because, like, cranberry, I'm like...
You're like, why else am I drinking cranberry?
Yeah.
But you would never, at a restaurant, get, like, a cranberry gin.
Gin and cranberry, yeah.
Yeah. Like, vodka cranberry is normal, but,
right.
like...
Yeah. Which kind of, like, what it tastes like, but...
Yeah. I mean, this is definitely a really good, like, on the boat, like... You know, summer, you know, super light and refreshing. It doesn't feel like you're, like, drinking something super heavy.
Yeah, but I agree.
Yeah, it's too bad. I wish more of these companies, I know some of them do, but I wish more of these seltzer companies would do the variety pack thing.
Yeah.
Because I would like to not commit to one flavor. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But whatever. Anyway.
They're so good, though.
Okay.
All right.
Watching. Did you finish America's Sweethearts? No. See, this is a problem. You watch too many shows.
Well, yes. I'm basically done. I didn't finish the last episode, but like I'm basically done.
The irony is we recorded Thursday? Mm-hmm. And then I literally binged the entire thing while doing housewarming party prep on Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So... Now I'm like, that was like, it's Saturday night, y'all, by the way. So I'm like, oh my gosh, that was a week ago. And so I'm like trying to remember, like, what happened?
Yeah.
It's a lot like darker.
Yeah.
I feel like the season's a lot more like.
It's not as good.
I don't know if I would say it's not as good, but it's definitely, they have some more intense topics than they did.
Yeah.
In the first season.
Yeah.
The first season just felt a little bit lighter.
Yeah.
I don't know. But my other big issue, and I mean, I don't remember at this point. So this is the 2024 to 2025 squad, right? Mm-hmm. So like this squad was announced almost a year ago.
Right.
At this point. And like, so one thing I realized when we finally got into the part that was like football season, I was like, wait, this is the team that I saw. When I went to a game last fall, you know what I mean? I actually think, you know how like there was the game right after the trip fiasco? I think that was the game that I was at.
Really?
Yeah. I was trying to zoom in on like the background of mm-hmm. the game clips that they were showing, and it looked like the team that I saw them play, but whatever. I tried to Google it and I couldn't easily find the answer. Right. So cannot confirm. But anyway, so I say that because it feels a little bit like all this buildup to who the team is, like first, like for like over half the season is about who's making the team. Right.
Right.
And like, that's already public knowledge.
Right.
So I don't know. It feels, I'd be more interested in the rest of it,
mm-hmm.
like the regular season. And once they're on the team and like their lives and what the ups and downs of the actual season, as opposed to the auditions. But that's just my opinion.
No, that's totally
fine. I understand the first season they had to kind of do an in-depth on the auditions, but I just wish this one was more about afterwards, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean,
even it was like even less about afterwards.
Yeah, and I also wonder too if that has anything to do with how the team did, because in season one, the Cowboys did really well that season, and then this past one, they did not do very well.
Yeah.
So that, you know, could have been part of it
true.
Too.
Yeah.
It's probably not as exciting to go out and cheer for a team that is not as good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad I watched it.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel as guilty and stupid as Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Yeah.
But.
Well, and, like, that's what I said I liked about Love Island, because it was, like, live and...
Right, real time.
Yeah. But, God forbid, if you don't watch it, the second it comes out...
Oh, spoilers everywhere, I'm sure.
Oh, not even spoilers from other people. Love Island USA's Instagram, they post immediately.
Well, Dancing with the Stars did that, too.
Yeah, I know, but it's like I go on Instagram and it's like 8:05 and I'm like, haven't even watched anything, and it's just the entire show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and in like the clips with the subtitles, I'm like, I know immediately what's happening.
Right.
So it's just like.
That's annoying.
Kind of annoying. But
yeah, that's very annoying.
But I'm like an episode behind now, so now it's like.
Just whatever.
Yeah. Well, we watched How to Train Your Dragon, which I watched for the first time. Like
the animated one, version. Y'all. We haven't gone to see the new one yet.
That's on the horizon.
Yeah,
we started overcompensating.
We watched one the first episode.
It's really funny.
It's really funny. I did confirm, if y'all remember, I asked Allie if, because like she's pulling up and she said like it's millennials in college. And I'm like, but is it supposed to be current or is it supposed to be when they were in college? And it's kind of a blend. There are,
and I think that's why, like, that is a perfect example of the difference in generations. Because I'm like,
you're like, I'm like it's now,
or like, I don't know.
Yeah. And there's a couple little things, like you were talking about their clothes. They used one slang word that's a very current word. I don't remember what he said, but he said one of them said a word that was like a very current slang term, and I was like, okay, we would never have said that in college because that wasn't the
But the like word. Joke about it is that they definitely don't look like they should be in college,
right? Sam watched it with us, and the whole time he was like, they are so old. Why do they all look so old?
Yeah, because they're like 30,
yeah,
basically. But yeah,
but it was funny,
yeah. And then last night I watched Heretic, which. Lily and I, our cousin Lily, and I, like, watched a movie, and we were trying to find something that was, like, kind of scary. And, like, trying to find a movie is, like, a feat. Like, it is just, like, if you're gonna have a movie night, it needs to be, like, planned in advance.
Right.
Like, I sit there and scroll, like, and the best part, right, is that, like, you have all of these streaming services, but I'm like, well, I really want to see this movie. So you, like, buy something on Prime, and it's like, okay.
Yeah.
But... So, Heretic, it was, like, really weird. I, like, looked it up on Letterboxd, which is, like, an app that, like, Parker and I used to, like, track, movies. And I saw that Parker had watched it and gave it 3 stars. I'm like, okay, well, that's, like, pretty good for Parker. And so we watch it, and it's literally about, like, these two girls, and they're, like, Mormons, and they're, like, sisters. They're like, part of the Latter-day Saints, like, church. Like, okay. So
their names are... sister wives?
No.
Another
but their names are like Sister Barnes and Sister. You never hear their first names, is basically what I mean. And they like go to people's houses and like ask, you know, like, do you want to be a part of the church? Whatever. And they only go to people's houses that like said that they were interested in like learning. You're never gonna watch this, so I'm just gonna.
No, play. I don't do scary movies, so.
And so, you know, they go to this guy's house, and like obviously it's like sketch, right? Like he like takes a while to answer the door, and like it's, and it's also like Hugh Grant, so it, oh, that's the guy, and. You know, he answers the door, and he, like, seems really nice, but then you just, like, notice things, right? Like, when they are, like, locking up their bike, they keep, like, focusing on their bike lock, like, certain things, and, like, when he opens the door, he's, like, holding, like, one of those, like, things you use to, like, water plants.
Okay.
But it's pouring rain outside. Like, none of it made sense. And, you know, they go inside, and he's, like, they're like, we can't go inside unless, like, your wife is present or, like, a female is present. And he's like, oh, my wife is home. She's making pie, like, whatever. And then it ends...
She's making pie.
And then it ends up being, like, a blueberry pie-scented candle. And so the whole thing is, it's, like, very, like, cat and mouse, right? Like, he, like, kind of walks away. And then they, like, have to, like, follow him because, like, they're, like, they, like, can't get out. And anyways, it ends up being this whole thing about how he doesn't believe in any religion, and he's, like, trying to educate them on the fact that, like, religion is just...
Okay.
Whatever. And it just turns into, like, you know, they're in one room, and they move to a different room, and then they, like, have to choose a door to go through, and then it's just, like, a whole thing. And then the end of it is just, like, yeah, it's just a lot.
It doesn't sound, like, scary.
Well... Once they finally choose a door to go through, they realize they're the same door. Like, goes to the same place. And it's his basement. And in the basement, it's just, like, emptiness. Like, there's no... Like, it's just, like brick everywhere. And this, like, woman comes in, and she's, like, dressed in... I mean, you can't see her face. Like, she's just, like, you know, kind of hunched over. So she, like, comes in... And he's, like, talking to them through, like, the wall. I don't know. He's, like, trying... He's, like, talking to them and is, like... He's, like, this is, like, a living prophet. I'm going to show you, like, what resurrection looks like. So she, like, eats this, like, blueberry pie, ironically. And it's, like, poisonous. So she dies. And then she, like, comes back to life. But she doesn't. She's like, it's just, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like so much.
Yeah, no.
But it is scary in the sense that it's very eerie. Like,
right.
The way it's filmed is really uncomforting. Okay, okay. Like when it's showing certain clips, it's like a little blurry and a little weird. Okay. Like, and like the one room that they're in where he's like explaining how like basically religion is like the game of Monopoly. It's like really interesting how he like explains everything. But... it like looks like a church. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What did you rate it?
3.
All right. Anyway. Reading.
Yeah.
No.
I still haven't finished it. And someone DM'd me. Hold on. We're bringing her up. Janelle was like, everyone's been saying this is like their favorite book. And I feel like it's because I'm kind of just so busy right now that it ends up being kind of like
you're not finishing it this slow fast.
And I like I want to like put enough because and I also have been like going to bed at an hour where it's like okay like I'm not I don't want to read a book and just or read a chapter and just fall asleep.
Yeah, so but the good news is we did Allie's goals this afternoon, y'all, and we have reading before bed on our goals, so yeah. You're gonna get back into it.
Yeah,
I have been trying to read, too. I started reading The Paris Apartment.
Mm.
I just was, like, craving holding a physical book.
Yeah.
And so I, like, went to my shelves and grabbed one of the, like, fictions that... What are you laughing at?
Charlie's just, like, being so good.
Mm-hmm. It's a good kitty.
Charlie's a part of the vlog, or the...
The vlog. Anyway, so I just grabbed one. I'm not super into it yet. I like kind of see where it's going, but like I need a little bit more oomph, and then maybe I'll be more excited to read it before bed.
Yeah.
But I've been also, I guess this goes back to watching, but I know I already talked about it, but I've been watching Project Runway, and so
yeah,
I've been doing that instead of...
Yeah, and Love Island's really all-consuming, I can't lie, because like I said, I can't fucking go a second without watching it without getting spoilers everywhere, so what am I to do besides get in bed and watch it, which I know is so bad for me, but...
Yeah, I know, same.
Okay. Well, going off of what Janelle asked, she actually asked a really great question that I think that we could answer.
Okay.
Which is the best books you've read on Kindle Unlimited?
Yeah, but I mean, that's maybe more for you because I don't really use Kindle Unlimited.
Oh, you don't? Okay, no. Well, I do. So let me pull up my Kindle app here.
I mean, I read those Freedom McFadden ones on Kindle Unlimited because, like, pretty much every one of
okay,
her books.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
So the books, the Windy City series that I'm reading right now, those are all Kindle okay. Unlimited, so that you can read. A lot of Freedom McFadden books yeah. are on Kindle Unlimited. A couple months ago, I was reading Binding 13 by Chloe Walsh, and that series is super great. That's on Kindle Unlimited. The series that I've talked about, the hockey series that's coming out, like, all of those are on Kindle Unlimited, so that's a great option. The Silent Patient, The Perfect Marriage.
Oh, really? Those are all on Kindle Unlimited?
Mm-hmm.
I have those on my, like, my TBR list.
Yeah. They're actually still in our library because I never read them. So.
Oh.
But yeah.
So, you just recommended it, but you've never read it?
I'm just saying them, like, because as, like, they're just popular books.
Oh,
I'm just saying,
like,
in general. Yeah, I mean, I really like Kindle Unlimited. The problem is that when, like, certain books come out, yeah, they're not necessarily on there. But, like, I kind of go back and read things. Like,
yeah.
I'll kind of look and be like, okay, based off of what I'm reading, I really want to start a new book, so I need to finish this goddamn book.
How much further?
I'm, like, halfway.
Okay. Power through.
Yeah.
You're like, tomorrow morning, just, like yeah. go sit somewhere and read your book.
You know what? That'd be really romantic of me.
It would be really romantic of
me. It
would
be really cute of me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
Thanks for the advice.
You're welcome.
And, like, to touch on my book, it's just, I think I started it right when, like, the season hadn't hit its peak yet, and now I'm, like,
you mean the book you're writing?
Yes.
Okay.
And now I'm, like, if this is my peak, I'm, like, literally getting right to the top. So I'm just so busy.
You mean for work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think once, like, summer dies down, I'll be able to more, like,
yeah,
really,
back
like,
into it,
dwell
yeah.
back into it. But
we could add that to your goals, too. That's a good, like, mental health one. Like,
yeah.
working on your book.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Not, don't add it for July. I just mean for, like,
yeah.
a future step.
Yeah. Okay. Using...
I really could not.
I couldn't either, so this is perfect.
Okay.
Great.
Next.
I'm like, that's the one thing I am missing. Okay, buying.
So I had to stock back up on some sunscreen because now it is officially summer. And Allie at dinner tonight trying to use my expensive sunscreen for my child.
Actually,
so
why do I look a little tan?
Yeah, you do kind of look tan. I know we were joking yesterday. I guess we could also talk about our first summer boat day.
Wait, I look tan.
About Allie was looking a little pink, and we were talking about how our cousin was like, it'll turn to tan, and we look at each other and we're like, no, it won't.
No, it won't.
It typically doesn't on Allie, but it does look kind of tan.
Interesting.
Huh. Anyway, so I had to stock back up on some sunscreen, and then I typically have never been like a stick sunscreen person mm-hmm. on myself, but I really wanted it for Lila because it's just easier. It's easier to put
well,
it on
my
face.
I just ultimately was like, last summer I really discovered like spray sunscreen just doesn't work for my skin because like I miss too much of it.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to use a spray, you have to like spray and then rub it.
And I just like would rather
just use lotion.
Rub
no,
it
yeah.
Because
I,
I'm just, I
yeah.
can, I know I'm covering more base.
Yeah. No, I prefer a lotion on myself too, but I got the stick for Lila for her face and then also for her like hair part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, her little scalp.
Yeah,
so,
my scalp got burnt for sure.
Yeah, I feel like you have to put sunscreen there.
Like, right?
It doesn't, yeah. You get a little pink.
Yeah. Well, we're buying.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We are going to see Renee Rapp in concert, and I, like, saw her. This happened in such a short amount of time, because I saw her post the Bite Me tour is happening. Immediately saw the date. I love when artists do their, for me, probably not for other people, but for me, I love when they do them during the week because I can make that work. Whereas
yeah.
I feel like other people are like, oh, like it was just a
Thursday.
Saturday.
But Thursday is way different than like
right.
a...
Like a Thursday will be super fun. I'm so excited. I was like, because I obviously you guys know I have like PTSD from Sabrina Carpenter being pre-sale, and I know that Renee Rapp isn't
Sabrina Carpenter,
but like if you are a Renee Rapp fan, like, you can be as much of a fan of
I mean, you could do that for any artist.
Yeah.
But just, like, in general.
Yeah.
She's not as big, but mm-hmm. we love her, so.
So, I got the pre-sale, got in, and got pretty good seats for a pretty decent price. Yeah. So,
no, I'm pumped.
It should be really fun. And I always go on, like, the viewyourseat.com so you can kind of see. And, like, the one I sent you, that was even a row behind us, so.
Yeah. It'll be good.
It should be good.
It should be good.
So when her album comes out in August, we have to be, like,
on it.
On it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, her new single, Mad, just came out, and I've been listening to it on repeat. Obviously, Leave Me Alone is, like, I already know that one by her, but.
Well, and a lot of times, too, I did this for, I don't remember what concert it was, but people will, once the tour starts, like, I don't know what day the tour actually starts.
Yeah, they'll make a setlist playlist.
Yeah, somebody will make a setlist playlist on Spotify.
So they've already kind of, like, started, like, making one, like, kind of predicting.
Yeah, but I mean an actual one.
But people think she's going to sing something from Mean Girls.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. She's, like, the love of my life.
She'll,
like,
she is for literally, sure sing the song they made.
The yeah, song, not your fault.
Not your fault, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's loved my life. I will actually probably cry and freak out, so, anyways. But I also bought an iPad. I replaced my iPad.
Allie.
I replaced my iPad. I got money back.
Yeah, but you still spent money on top of that.
Yeah, but
I just want to make sure you actually use it.
Oh, I've been using it. I was using it all day today. I was like,
okay.
You know, I'm using it.
Okay.
Don't worry. But it was, like, kind of a reward for me for just starting to book more clients.
She's getting there, y'all.
So, and the day that I can say I have 10 total past and present will be a very exciting day. So.
You're going to tag Apple in that post?
Of course. I'll tag Apple. I'm going to tag Renee Rapp.
Love it.
Renee, give us VIP. We love you. What were you buying? Sorry, I missed that.
You're like, half the time I feel like you don't actually pay attention to what I say. You're just like gearing up for what you're
saying. No, I am.
Sunscreen.
All right.
I know it's not as exciting as Renee Rapp, but I'm also part of the buying the tickets.
Right.
Eating. So, I don't know if you heard us talking about it when we were walking back from dinner tonight, but Sam and I tried this little hole-in-the-wall burger place by us.
Oh.
It's called Gutenberg.
Like Guten Tag?
Yeah, it's like German. It's a German. They have a lot of German-inspired other things on the menu and flavors, but I just really wanted a burger. And we typically, when we order burger takeouts, we would just get small Cheval delivery. But Sam had to, like, work. He was not responding to my texts about dinner, and he was working. I don't care. Y'all, I think I mentioned Sam's playing video games right there with his headphones. We can't hear his game, and he can't hear us. So anyway, he's not reacting. He was not responding. And I almost just, like, clicked the order on Small Cheval and had it come. And then he finally, like, came downstairs and he was like, let me walk and go to this burger place and get it. So, because it was faster. Because it's literally at...
It was really good.
Yeah, and it was really good. It was really good. And they had, like, a happy hour special that was 2-for-1.
Mm.
So, we got 2-for-1 burgers.
Nice.
So good. Yeah.
Very nice.
So, that was our eating this week.
Love. I went to Cortino this week.
Yum.
Which is an Italian restaurant over yonder in the River North area. And, oh my god, we got chicken parm. But, like, I like it because it's, like, family style, kind of. So, it's, like, it's not, like, a chicken parm platter that they give you at, like, Olive Garden with, like, the three pastas with it and stuff. It's, like, literally just a plate with chicken, like, a chicken parm. Like, there's no pasta. No, it's just a chicken. Like, it's, like, shareable. So, you get, like, we got the chicken, then we got a Caesar salad, then we got a pasta. So, we, like, share it up.
Yeah.
We have the tortellini, and it's, like, on a bed of prosciutto with, like, peas, and that's, like, my...
Yum.
Like, an Alfredo prosciutto and peas mixture, like, count me in.
Yeah.
And it was fantabulous. But the best thing about the meal was the Italian 75, which is like a French 75, but Italian.
Italian. Does it have gin?
It's like, I don't even know honestly what's in it.
Because a French 75 is gin.
Yeah, it just tastes good. I don't really know. It's also pasta salad season.
Yes. Well, that's a good segue to, we had our
I have one more eating thing, though.
Oh, okay.
So, as you guys know, I've been, like, kind of, like, meal planning and stuff, and one of the things I made this week was homemade sausage patties. But they're chicken sausage, so I did chicken with a little bit of maple syrup and sage, red chili flakes, garlic powder, salt, pepper, and just, and obviously it's like, you know, really sticky because you're not putting like eggs or breadcrumbs or anything in there, so it's just like kind of like sausage-y, right? So you just kind of like squish it up and then like cook it, and I like meal prepped it, so I made like 10 of them, so then with my like breakfast protein pancakes, I like have it on the side, just like to change things up from my turkey bacon. But I've been also on a breakfast taco kick because...
Yum.
But I do the carb balance tortillas and add some, like, avocado, put some spinach in the eggs and kind of, you know...
Yeah.
I have to have my mild Taco Bell salsa on the side.
That's okay. Balance. It's all about balance. So. We also, I don't think I told you a couple weeks ago, we did chicken Caesar salad wraps at home.
I did that.
It was so easy.
It's so good. You know what I like to do? I like to get the Caesar kits.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Yeah, and then, yeah, you just air fry the chicken and cut it up, and oh my god.
It was so easy.
I do that for lunch a lot, and I have, like a fruit with it or something. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so good. Mm-hmm. Okay, now can we talk about the book?
Yeah.
So, I'm pretty sure we've talked about this at some point on the pod, but to quickly recap, our parents do a boat, essentially a boat timeshare, where they pay a flat rate for the summer, and they get to use, this company owns the boat, and they get to use the boat X amount of times. And then it's essentially like a draft, so there's a day, usually in May, where mom is a crazy person, and has to pick all the days for the summer. And they get a certain number of weekend days, and a certain number of weekdays. And then we either get the boat the first, I'm gonna say first half of the day, but there's like two shifts. It's like 9 to 4 and then like 5 to whatever. And so yesterday, Friday, was the first day that we had the boat, and it was a daytime slot. And I'm gonna be honest, I was a little nervous about, I mean, Lila went on the boat last summer, but she wasn't walking. She was, you know, she was a lot smaller. And so I was a little nervous how things were gonna go. But she was great. She did a great job on the boat.
She really did. She did a great job.
Yeah. So we went and anchored for a bit in the playpen, had lunch, and then it was warm. And so
yeah, we jumped
into the water, and it was freezing.
And guess who else got in the water?
And then Lila, swimming.
She wanted to get in the pool. I kept calling it a pool.
She kept calling it a pool. Pool. She did not understand what a lake was, but she kept wanting to get in, and so we put her swimsuit on, and we let her get in, and
yeah, she was having a ball.
Yeah, it was a good time, and then we went and cruised down the river, and then
the river is my favorite part.
It's so fun, and then she fell asleep. She took a little nappy the rest of yesterday. She was like, nappy a boat. I was like, you did take a nappy on the boat. Aww, yes, you did. Yeah, it was so cute. So she was a good peanut. It makes me feel just so much better for all the other boat days in the summer.
Yeah. Well, and then we had a little bit of a situation.
Yeah, so, like I mentioned, you have it from, like, 9 to 4. And there's always, there's this little window of overlap. The next people technically can't get the boat until 5. But they, for whatever reason, we have to have the keys back by 4. And if you've never been on a boat in Chicago, one of the things, the lake and the river are at two different levels. So you have to go through what's called the locks in order to get from the lake to the river, from the river to the lake, and they adjust the water level, whatever, I can never remember which way it needs to go, in order to get out. Well, it's time consuming, and depending on when you get there, which part of the cycle they're on, you may have to wait a while. So we did not give ourselves enough time to exit the river and get through the locks to get back to the marina by 4. So getting off, we were already late, and then we were trying to get everybody and all the shit off the boat, and it's like chaos, and everybody is like trying to do this. And so like I hand Lila to Allie. Did you put your phone under your arm before that or after that?
Yeah, so when you handed me Lila, I, like, had my phone in my hand, so I took it and I put it, like, under my arm like this. And then I was holding on to Lila, and then when we were walking and, like, walking away from the boat, I, like, was like, oh, shit, I'm not sure if I grabbed my phone. So I, like, picked up my arm to reach into my bag because I was going to, like, feel for it. And, but Lila was in my hand. And then I just literally watched my phone fall, like, bounce off the dock and into the water. And, like, obviously your first instinct is to, like, go grab it. But I was like, I'm holding Lila. So, like, I watched it go into the water. And
I still don't know if you would have gotten to it fast enough.
Anyway. No, and I wouldn't have. But as an instinct, that's what someone would do. And so I, but like in my head, I was like, all right, well, let's go. Like, I wasn't really, like, it didn't register. Like, I was just like, okay, like, there's my phone. Like,
right. Well, that's, well, the irony is that, like, a couple of hours earlier.
Yeah.
When we were in the playpen, Allie's friend Jacques wanted to, like, take his phone into the water and, like, take a picture of the skyline from the water. And he basically was just like, I will accept my fate. If I drop my phone, we're like, that's it. We're not even gonna, like, try. And it's, like, it's just gone. But there is a dude you could call that will come and, like, rescue your phone for you. But we were talking about, like, if you drop it, it's gone. But then when Allie dropped hers, everybody was kind of like, well, we're right here. Like, it was at the dock. So, like,
right. It's not like we're, like, in the middle of the lake.
Yeah. We're, like, literally right here.
And so someone was saying that it was, like, 6 feet or something. So Lily, our cousin, was like, oh, like, I can get that. Yeah. Like, and she's like, go scuba diving. So she was like, yeah, I'll get it. So she, like, hops in and realizes very quickly that it's not six feet. And the guy comes over and he's like, no, like, you have to get out. Like, we can't, like, it's a liability for you to be, like, in the water right here. Because, like, if she doesn't have, like, goggles on or anything and, like, comes up and she's, like, under the boat. Right. Like, so she gets out and he's like, yeah, so you need a mask to get down there. And we're just kind of, like, standing around and I'm like, well, I mean, like, if it's not worth it, like, whatever. And he goes, well, I have a mask, but it's at another dock. And he's like, I'm technically on the clock, like, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, I mean, don't worry about it. Like, it's fine. And he's like, you know.
It's the guy that works for the company. They have multiple boats in this dock, not just ours. Yeah.
So he's like, hold on, like, I'll be right back. And so then he's gone for, like, 10, 15 minutes. And we're kind of like, okay, well, we know the phone.
We've left also. Yes. Like, Mom, I was Mark, like, and me and Lila left.
And Mom was, like, pissed. Home. Like, I had another, like, what, like, yeah. 15 minutes or so, like, passes by, and we're kind of like, okay, well, you know, thankfully I had an iPhone 16, which technically is water resistant for up to 20 feet.
Up to an hour.
And so we were like, the funniest thing is Mom texted me, and she said something about how, like, there was, like, insurance on the phone, and I'm
But she sent the text to Allie's.
Right, I'm like, And
deep, and Mark made a joke. He goes, yeah, the fishies are reading that text message right now.
Yeah, and Lily's, like, on the phone, and she's like, and Mom was like, yeah, I texted Allie, and Lily was like, well, Allie's phone is in the bottom of the lake. Like, what? Anyways, so he comes back with a cart, and I'm like, oh, he means business. I thought he was going to come back with, like,
a scuba mask.
Or not even that, like, some goggles from Target. Like, homie came with a cart, and I'm like, what is that? And it's, like, a compressor that he can, like, hook up to so he can breathe, and then, like, he has the goggles, and then he took, like, a bucket and, like, tied it to the buoy so he knew, like, where it fell. He was under the water for 30 seconds and comes up, and, like, he, like, pulls it to his ear. He's like, hello? And I'm like, oh, my God, funny. And so the unfortunate thing, though, is that I had a crack in my camera lens. And so I realized that kind of, like, when he was kind of setting up, I was like, wait, guys, I just realized there's a crack in my camera lens. So even if my phone
it's comes fine. Up,
it might not work because water could have gotten into the phone. And it comes up. The camera was obviously, like, super foggy, like, really messed up. But the phone just, like, I picked it up, and it was my lock screen. Like, and I was like, oh, I have some text. Like, you know, it said SOS because it was probably, like,
cold.
Yeah, it was probably, like, not okay. Phone was like, what the fuck? But, yeah. And then we ultimately were like, okay, the camera's fucking broken. But it was obviously just, like, wet. So over time, it got better.
Yeah.
But in certain, like, lighting, it's really messed up. Yeah. And then I ultimately also discovered that when I went to listen to a podcast today, my speakers are really messed up. So ended up having to order a new phone anyway, which isn't surprising on my part because I'm a mess. But
at least it's not like you needed a new phone yesterday and you have a little bit of wiggle room.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just like the greatest boat day.
Can I show you this? Wait.
That ended with Allie's phone at the bottom of the lake. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And I like woke up this morning, I thought my camera was fixed, and then I like took this picture and I'm like, that is not fixed. Mm-hmm. That's the camera. This is a black wall.
Oh. Yeah, that's not fixed.
Well, so
you'll get a new phone soon enough.
Yeah.
But all in all, good boat day.
Yeah. This is really fun.
It'll be good. Good summer. Remember how we said we were going to come with other topics?
Well, my other topic was the Kindle Unlimited thing. And then...
Okay, well, that's not your topic. That was somebody asked a question. I don't have anything else. I don't know why we haven't been able to tangent as well as we have in the past.
I mean, we did. It's just we have, like... less category, like I don't know what it is really. Yeah. But like we don't only have to do categories.
I know, but then we have to come prepared with topics.
Yeah, so come prepared.
Excuse me? Did you come prepared?
Well, no.
Okay, so one of the other things that came up at dinner tonight, we were at dinner with our parents and Sam and Lila. Our stepdad really is dying to come on the pod. And I'm like, does anybody even really, like...
Mark wants to come on the pod and talk about...
Travel. Like, where he's been and his, like...
But I fear it would be an experience where we would be sitting here...
Just listening to Mark talk.
Listening to Mark. So, actually, we were thinking about, like, having our family members come on the pod and, you know, whichever one you guys like the best...
Have you guys vote on, like, which one was the best favorite episode.
But it would be super helpful, like, because we want to obviously come up with a list of, like, things to ask them.
Right.
But also, if you guys, like, have any ideas of, like...
I think we could have a couple questions that are, like, consistent, right? That we ask every single one of them. Mm-hmm. And then I think we could have some questions that are specific to that person.
Yeah.
But here's the real question. Obviously, our family that lives in the city would be super easy. I mean, we've already had Mom and Lindsay. I do think Mark... what the hell we're going to talk about is questionable, but Mark would be easy to schedule, and I think he would be a fine guest. Sam, same story, right? Obviously easy to schedule. He's literally sitting here right now, and we would find things to talk about. Parker, same story. The rest of those, I'm just not sure if they would be
interested. That's fine. I mean, we can just...
We could put it out there for them.
Yeah.
If they want to be a part of it.
Yeah. Be a part of it.
No, don't.
New York.
Although what I was saying to Allie, last week we like briefly toyed with the idea of having Mom join us. Our new setup where the couch is, fitting a third chair in here is going to be cozy.
Yeah, but we could also angle to the corner.
That's true.
That's genius.
Yeah, this wouldn't be in the center, but like...
I was just looking at that.
What is wrong with it now?
I just really want a neon sign.
Okay, well then you cough up a couple hundred bucks.
I just feel like it would really, like, just, like, you, this has, it looks dumb in the video.
It just, I don't think that's true at all.
It just doesn't look right.
Okay, well, I think you're being dramatic. You can do some research, and if you can find one for a reasonable price, but we can always take it down for those episodes when we have guests too. And like, you're right.
Yeah.
If we move to the corner, we should be able to easily fit another chair.
Yeah.
Good call.
Thank you.
Okay, y'all. We may just have another short episode this week. All right, if you made it all the way to the end, comment below with the little boat emoji.
I was just gonna say that!
Perfect.
Twins.
And we will see you next week.
Cheers!
So I'm gonna have to figure out how to fix the mics before then. All right, no yawning. Cheers!
I didn't yawn.
You just yawned.
No, I didn't.
But it,
is there something on my face? What is that?
No, it's just like the screen. Oh. It's fine.